Hello and welcome to Saving Animals with Blank Park Zoo. I'm Ryan Bickle. On today's show, we have Melanie Lewis with the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. And welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Jesse Lowry is here. And Jesse, why don't you start off the show? Tell us a little bit about Blank Park Zoo.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm Jesse Lowry, Director of Conservation and Research here at Blank Park Zoo. And I always like to start off the show with just a couple minutes of laying the groundwork, talking about the role of a modern zoo in saving animals. The mission of Blank Park Zoo is to inspire an appreciation of our natural world through conservation, education, research, and recreation. And what I like to say is it's a window to the wild, a place where we want to invite the community and schools and families to come have an affordable, fun day out, because we've surveyed our audience and we know that's what they're looking for. But while they're here, incite a behavior change. Encourage some kind of conservation action that people right here in Iowa can take to help save animals in the wild, whether it is local animals or animals like giraffe and rhino, which is kind of what you think about when you think about the zoo. And so the zoo does this in many ways. First of all, by being green, being as sustainable as possible in your personal life, it has a direct result on animals. Another thing that we do is incorporate conservation messaging into our events and all of our educational programs. We have a regional partnership called Plant Grow Fly, where we encourage people to plant butterfly gardens, whether it's a single pot or an entire prairie restoration. Each one of those little patches of habitat can help our bees and butterflies. And we'll be talking a little bit about that today. But before we move on, really the backbone of what a zoo can do to save animals is that support, either financially or in-kind support, to those individuals and organizations that are out on the front lines working to save animals in the range countries. And so we give about $70,000 per year for in-the-wild conservation, and we support giraffe in Namibia, chimps in Uganda, hornbills in Thailand, snow leopards in Mongolia, and many more. And one of the main points that we like to really stress during this radio show is that it's all because of the support of the community, because a portion of all revenue made at Blank Park Zoo goes to support these projects. So every time you come to the zoo, when you buy your membership, when you come ride the train, you are saving animals in the wild. And so that's just a really great way, if you do care about animals, big or small, that you can help make a difference and have a fun day at the zoo. But if you want the most bang for your buck, we always like to say that taking care of your local environment is the way to go. You want to use your resources here locally. You want to think globally and act locally. And there's so many animals and habitats that really need our help right here in Iowa. And so we are excited to have Melanie Lewis, the volunteer coordinator from the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. Welcome again to the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So why don't we start out talking a little bit about Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. What are its goals and what's that organization all about? I'm sure many of our listeners are already familiar.
Yeah, of course. So the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, we are a statewide nonprofit conservation organization, essentially meaning that we work across the state of Iowa restoring and protecting Iowa's land, water, and wildlife. And one of the ways that I get to be a part of that is through our volunteer program, in which we get people of all ages outdoors to help us reach our goals and hopefully instill a love for nature in them.
And we were just talking before we started the show, and I told Melanie that Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation is the gold standard of conservation in Iowa, and you guys are so well-respected, so we're really honored to be partnering with you, and we'll talk about all the ways that we partner here in just a moment. But it's great that you're the volunteer coordinator. We do a lot of that here. Obviously, we could not do many of the events, many of the programs that we achieve here at Blank Park Zoo without a massive volunteer force. And so we get the work done, but we also instill those conservation actions and those behavior change in the volunteers. So talk to us a little bit about your role as volunteer coordinator.
Yeah, of course. So I guess I get the privilege of working with individuals and organizations across the state doing different kinds of projects. Right now we are in the midst of seed harvesting, and we do a lot of brush removal of invasive species, which we've got to partner up with Blank Park Zoo on a couple of projects like that. But our projects and tasks can vary from trail maintenance to, you know, hikes across the state of Iowa. So we kind of do it all, and we're open ears to all kinds of different projects. We can partner up with people.
I think a limiting resource is always manpower and time when you're talking about conservation and habitat restoration. So talk some more about some of the projects that these volunteers are helping with and some of the projects of Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, we just finished up with a upcycle series with Blank Park Zoo, in which we got to remove invasive species on some pedestrian-heavy areas, some trail maintenance areas, and we got to remove the invasive species and send it to Blank Park Zoo so that they could use that for food for their animals there. So it's kind of a win-win situation in that aspect.
Yummy treats for the animals. Yeah, not just food, but yummy treats.
Yeah, if only we could eat all the invasive species.
You know, Upcycle is a fantastic example of a conservation program where everybody wins. And so we'll just review again what we mean by invasive species. We're talking about plant species here that have not evolved to adapt to our soil conditions and our climate conditions. They're not supposed to be here. And so they sometimes can outcompete the native species, which of course are the building blocks to all the critters that are native to Iowa. And so with the Upcycle program, we go out and with a force of volunteers and partnering with the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, the City of Des Moines, Confluence Brewery, and take out native invasive species like honeysuckle and mulberry. And so it just so happens that honeysuckle and mulberry are a tasty treat to a lot of our animals here at the zoo. Our animals here at the zoo are on very specific diets, but a lot of them do love this fresh browse. And so the giraffe will enjoy some of these species, the rhino, the goats, and so on. And it's great to be able to offer them these throughout the year. They'll take big tree trunks all the way down to tiny branches. Some of them will be consumed. Others will use as furniture in the exhibits. And so we've really enjoyed partnering with you for Upcycle. And it's great to know that by removing these invasive species, we are increasing habitat for the native species that really belong here in Iowa. Let's talk about a few success stories of some of the projects you've worked on.
Yeah, we actually just had a group of Girl Scouts, fifth grade Girl Scouts, come out. And I think for most of them, it was the first time out on a prairie in these tall grasses. And it was neat to see them helping us collect seed that will eventually be turned into another prairie somewhere in Iowa, and to see the smiles on their faces. So to me, anytime you see someone smiling after working hard for a couple hours is a success story.
When you're harvesting seed, tell us a little bit of the nuts and bolts. How do you harvest seed?
Yeah, it's fairly easy, as maybe complicated as it sounds. We have a variety of species that we can collect, and most of them are really soft, so it doesn't take a lot to, you know, take the seeds off of the plant. The hardest part is actually finding the seed. So we take buckets and we hand harvest them, and we keep them specifically with each species that they are collected from. And then we can essentially just throw those out in a prairie and they grow whatever the seed was collected. And it's amazing how easy it is to restore prairie.
Native seed is pretty expensive, and so I know there's a lot of that goes on in Iowa on the different nature preserves and Polk County Conservation and all these different beautiful natural areas around central Iowa where folks will go in and collect the seed to help increase the prairies, the prairies space. And so that sounds like a really great story. And I also love working with little Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, and that I think is really the reward of some of the hard work that we do, is to be able to see the smiles on their faces. And taking kids into the prairie for the first time is an awesome experience. Even just the sound of all the bugs,
oh, yeah.
You know, and how tall the plants are and how they can kind of disappear within the plants is really, I think, a very memorable experience. Mm-hmm. So tell us why you think the work of the Heritage Foundation is important.
Yeah, of course. Well, Iowa's the most altered state due to our loss of original native prairie. And so the foundation's goal is to help protect what we have left, as well as restore what we can. And so the work that we do across the state, you know, it varies from working with county conservation boards and DNR to help purchase land that will be turned into public land. And then in my role, I get to work with volunteers to get them out on land that they maybe didn't know was in their city, and getting them outside and to appreciate and enjoy Iowa's beautiful landscape and hopefully instill in them a desire to protect their state.
We know that natural areas are not only good for mammals and birds and insects, but they're also awesome for people.
Absolutely.
And yeah, they help decrease stress. Natural areas inside inner cities will help decrease the crime rate. And so there's so many different reasons why we should, you know, really take care of these places that we have in Iowa. And it is the most altered state in the nation. And so when you think about it, you might, you know, feel hopeless about Iowa's natural areas. But, you know, I always like to say that if we were thinking about rhino conservation, obviously a rhino could not exist in this altered state. But when we're talking about pollinators like the monarch butterfly, it can exist on a milkweed plant that's growing between the cracks of a sidewalk in everybody's subdivision, in everybody's backyard. And so there's a lot of hope in these little different patches of habitat all around the state. And people often ask about other benefits of pollinator gardens. Of course, they will help with water quality, with soil quality, have a really great place for you to hang out with your family in the backyard. But a lot of people would love to see more songbirds in their yard. And I heard a statistic from Doug Tallamy, a famous native plant artist, author and speaker. And he talked about some songbirds in your backyard that from hatching out of the nest to hatching out of the egg to fledging out of the nest, they will be fed 6,000 to 9,000 insects. Mm-hmm. And over 90% of those insects will be caterpillars, because they're nice and fat and full of protein. So what would you say, because we are always trying to incite action in our audience, our main audience here at the zoo, we have almost 500,000 people in our audience. It's mostly families with kids. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we can make it easy for people to take care of the environment. What would you recommend that families and kids can do to help save animals and save the environment?
Yeah, I guess I would say take your family out to these volunteer events because they are absolutely family friendly. And teach your kids about what Iowa looked like at one time and show them the importance of natural prairie. And, you know, I say like building a garden, a pollinator garden, is a really easy, great way to get your kids involved and at your home or in town. I know kids love the idea of protecting butterflies, and so it's an easy way to get them started. And families alike, everyone loves getting outdoors and a way to decompress some energy, I guess.
And, you know, creating butterfly gardens is one of the biggest projects that we have here at the zoo. The Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation is one of our partners. And we have found that it is an easy conservation action, that everybody can do it, that everybody can put one host plant and one nectar plant in a pot on their back porch at the very least and be included in the Plant Grow Fly program. And I do always say that my job is pretty easy because I get to talk to people about butterflies. And you are right. Everybody loves butterflies. I always say to people, if you want to instill passion for butterflies for someone, then watch the life cycle of a monarch and watch a monarch come out of the chrysalis. It's just amazing and something that you will never forget. And so with Plant Grow Fly, with over 50 partners like the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, we are working to increase habitat all over the state. And on our website, plantgrowfly.com, we give folks all the information they need to know on how to plant a butterfly garden, from what plants to include, where to put it in your yard, where to get your plants, how to maintain it, and how to identify some species that you're going to see. And it really is a great way to get the whole family out, to get the little kids dirty and playing in the dirt again. And since 2014, we've actually registered over 1,000 butterfly gardens with Plant Grow Fly with the help of the Heritage Foundation and more. And so we agree that that is a really simple conservation action.
What are some of the biggest threats to the environment here in Iowa?
Yeah, I guess the biggest one I can think of is that the natural areas that we do have left are so scattered and separated by towns and cities and busy roads. And so that's a big goal of the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, is connecting these corridors for wildlife and specifically these butterflies that are traveling long distances. The more connected wild areas we have, the better for the wildlife and insects that utilize them.
And one great way to connect habitat is through bike trails. And Ryan, I know that you have a passion for riding bikes. So tell us about a couple of bike trails where you've seen some nice prairie.
Well, yeah. I mean, anywhere around Des Moines, it's great. You're in Des Moines and then you get on the bike and 5 minutes, you're out in the middle. It seems like you're out in the middle of nowhere, but it's just a corridor between, you know, maybe it's farms or maybe it's people's houses, but it's a corridor and you see lots and lots of wildlife, especially, you know, early morning hours or evening hours. I've seen bobcats, mink, eagles, hawks, owls, deer, you know, all sorts of wild animals. And it's not very far from where humans live or humans work or, you know, that sort of thing.
And you use the word corridor, and that's exactly the word that we use to describe connecting fragmented habitat. And, you know, just like Melanie said, with all of these scattered patches, it's hard for these more rare and rare species to find each other and to find the resources that they need. And so bike trails are a wonderful example of that. We're also working with many different organizations with Plant Grow Fly to talk about pollinator-friendly mowing practices, because as bike trails are connectors, so are roads. And there are tons of county and city and federal roads in the state of Iowa. And so just by adjusting how often you mow and how much you mow, you can really make a difference for pollinators. And, you know, there's other things like non-usable areas and farm margins and ditches and right-of-ways, underneath the power lines, beside the railroad tracks. All of these places are going to need to be utilized to save pollinators, and specifically the monarch butterfly. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service just came out with a few data points on how many stems of milkweed we need to put back in the landscape to save the monarch butterfly. And if we're going to do that, we need to use all of those places. And so bike trails are just a wonderful example of that. Let's talk about what inspired you as an individual to be a conservationist.
Yeah, I guess my career in conservation all started with Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. I was an intern during my college years, and I got to travel across the state of Iowa doing restoration, hands-on field work, running chainsaws, pulling invasive species, and that was probably the hardest summer I've ever had, and it was the most inspiring and life-changing experience. And so I feel very fortunate to be able to call myself a staff member at INHF, and I started as a land stewardship assistant, getting to be out in the field doing the restoration and management on Iowa's 6,000 plus acres of land that we do own and manage. And over the last 4 years, I've enjoyed getting to do that. And now I get to call myself the volunteer coordinator and get to work with people and getting them outdoors. So I'm really excited to take on this new position.
So you are a prime example of the Heritage Foundation, you know, really bringing up conservationists.
And oh, so, absolutely.
what an awesome story.
Yeah.
Tell us more about pulling invasive species and using chainsaws in the summer with Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation stewardship.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was all a very new experience for me. I loved nature. Going into the internship, I found out I got to run chainsaws, which I had never done ever in my life, or really gotten to learn different native species. And I had wonderful, I guess, supervisors that taught me how to run a chainsaw safely and ID native species as well as what invasive species we were focusing on. And I spent 12 weeks getting to know my nine other crew members and learning about Iowa and seeing parts of Iowa I had never seen before. Even having grown up in Iowa, I learned a whole new respect for the state that I grew up in and a new passion for protecting it, and kind of made that my life goal.
So how would you recommend other young people find out about this program in particular, to be involved with the stewardship program?
Yeah, they can go online at our website, www.inhf.org. And we have an internship tab that you can click on there. And we have a variety of different internships available to college students, both out in the field and in the office. And I recommend definitely taking advantage of any of those opportunities if you're seriously interested in getting a career in conservation.
You know, I also enjoyed using power tools to restore the prairie. The first time when we partnered with Neil Smith National Wildlife Refuge, and they brought out drills and huge augers to drill the holes to put the prairie plants in, I was very surprised. But that is a really great way to do it when you're doing a bigger area.
Do you have any stories you could tell us, wildlife you've seen or surprises, something that surprised you while working out in nature?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I think I'm always continuously surprised at the wildlife I see just inside town. One of my favorite places to go is Greenwood Park, and the trails that I get to run on and do trail running there, I always constantly see owls and deer out there, and they're right in town, but they find that park to be home, and I feel really lucky that I get to be a part of enjoying the trails out there while also respecting their home.
And Greenwood Park, I think, is one of the oldest parks in the city, and it's also one of the focus points of the Upcycle program. Mm-hmm. And we have removed truckloads and truckloads of invasive species from that park, and it is beautiful. And that park is a great example where you can really see the difference when the invasive species are taken out. And so one thing that we should mention is all of these things that we've talked about, people can get involved with very easily. You talked about going to the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation website to learn about the stewardship program, the Upcycle program at Blank Park Zoo. We're always looking for volunteers. You can go on blankparkzoo.com to learn more about that. Also, within that program, we do a lot of seed harvesting. And so that's a great thing to do, especially this time of year is usually when it happens. And you get to go out into the prairie and learn about different plant species, when they are mature enough for collecting the seed, and how to disperse them later. And so all of these things are great things to be involved with. And again, Plant Grow Fly is extremely easy to get involved with. So you can go on our website and find about all the plants and what it takes to make a good pollinator garden. What natural area or park, you know, you mentioned Greenwood Park. Is there any other area that you would recommend? Again, our audience, young families with kids, where should they go on the weekend to see Iowa and its beauty?
Yeah, Chautauqua Bottoms is another favorite of mine. You can access the trails there in Bondurant, which is just, you know, outside of Des Moines. There's hiking trails, bike trails. It's a great place to take your family and show them native prairie and wooded areas. They have thousands of acres to explore there. And then another one I enjoy is the High Trestle Trail. It's just outside of Madrid, but it's a beautiful overlook of the Des Moines River. And I recommend going at night sometime on a full moon when all the lights are lit up on the trail. And it's absolutely breathtaking.
I'm from Winterset, and so I really love Pamel Park. I don't know if you guys have ever been there. They've got Clark's Tower, which is like a miniature castle and lots of different trails. Also, Brown's Woods is an amazing park that we often take our family to. And last time I visited, I was pleasantly surprised to see a Plant Grow Fly sign in their parking lot. They did a nice little butterfly garden.
Nice.
What else would you like to add about your organization or what folks can do to help with these efforts?
Yeah, I would say absolutely check out our website. We have a volunteer tab that shows you all of the current volunteer opportunities across the state. So if you're traveling somewhere over the weekend, you know, guarantee that we have an event going on somewhere in your neck of the woods. And always feel free to contact anyone at INHF. We would love to help you get involved with protecting the state of Iowa.
Thank you very much, and we hope that you also go to blankparkzoo.com and learn about our conservation projects and how easy it is to get involved.
Well, thanks a lot, Melanie.
Yes, thank you.
And you can learn more about Melanie's organization, the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, at
www.inhf.org.
Well, thanks so much. Again, this is Saving Animals with Blank Park Zoo. And if you want to learn more about Blank Park Zoo, our events, our conservation efforts, saving animals both at the zoo or in the wild, go to blankparkzoo.com. And we have all sorts of resources there. And Jesse earlier was talking about Plant Grow Fly. If you want to create a Plant Grow Fly garden, you can register that right there on the website at plantgrowfly.com or blankparkzoo.com. Well, that's all the time we have today. Join us next time for Saving Animals with Blank Park Zoo.